Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and kind of an odd story that it's not all that surprising, but it's just one of those, oh, ew. That's kind of how the story strikes me anyway. So you remember back in the, what was it, in the 70s, I guess, where we were basically running out of all the bald eagles, right? The bald eagle had almost entirely vanished, especially from like New York is where this story happens to come out of, because of DDT. That was being ingested by eagles from fish taken from the lakes and rivers that had thinned the shells of their eggs, causing them to soften before they could hatch, so the babies weren't being born quite right. There was just one eagle nest in New York at Hemlock Lake south of Rochester. This is from a USA Today story. And it wasn't producing any young. The eggs were too damaged by DDT. So in 1976, they started taking action, and the National Bird gained a big role because of the bicentennial, became more aware of it, and they developed a rehabilitation plan. And the rehabilitation plan with, you know, towers and babies were taken care of, and you can't take care of them too much because then the parents don't like the human smell, all that kind of stuff. So over the course of years, it worked. 23 bald eagles were released after 5 years. By the end of the century, at 1999, there were 10 eagle nests. And by 2017, 323 breeding pairs of eagles living in nests all over New York. So big success, right? That which it definitely is. Okay, flash forward now, because in this year, there have been two approvals given to, and this is where the story starts to take a little bit of a turn, but Alley Cat Wind Energy is doing two massive projects. Well, one project in Western New York, and Canisteo Wind Energy is doing one in Steuben County, the two largest wind farms ever approved by the state. So they're putting these giant wind turbines, you know, 600 feet into the air. We make the nacelles here, right? You know, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily the same ones, but you get that that's what part of what happens up at the GE plant on Scenic. But Scenic, all of a sudden, my brain.
It is off Scenic. That's okay. Right. Yeah.
Anyway,
it's weird. Yeah. Just
no. I almost wanted to call it Summit for a second. I'm like, well, that's not right.
North of Summit.
Yeah, that's right. So the one is going to be for the Alley Cat project. It's going to be 83 turbines, 30,000 acres of private land in Allegheny, Cattaraugus, and Wyoming. Help me out here, Candy. You're from there. Did I get close?
I'm not from Wyoming.
No. And Wyoming counties. These are the counties in New York.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. It's pronunciation. And the other one is 117 turbines spread over six towns and 25,000 acres of private land. So what does all this have to do with the eagles? You know what it's got to do with the eagles. Windmills kill birds. Windmills kill birds. Okay? It's just a fact. Because, you know, younger birds aren't so good at avoidance, but also just, you know, birds fly in the air, and things that are moving in the air are dangerous to the birds. So they had to ask for an estimate of how many of these bald eagles they think are likely to be killed. Because if it kills the sparrows, that's the sparrows. You know, if it kills the gulls, it's the gulls. If it kills the robins, it's the robins. But if it kills the eagles, uh-oh. You know, right? That's bad. So they are their environmental commission estimates that 82 eagles are going to get killed over the 30-year lifespan of the projects, 41 eagles for each of the two windmill projects. So now you've got local environmental activists on the one hand upset that the eagles are going to get killed, but you have environmental activists on the other hand saying, we've got to produce all this green energy, otherwise it's not just the eagles that are going to die, it's all the whole planet's going to die, you know, from global climate change. And so it's the push for environmental activism trying to get these windmills built to supply, you know, non-carbon based energy. But of course, the byproduct is that they're killing these birds. Now, granted, it is over 30 years and it is 82. So compared to a current population of over 300, the, you know, big impact there is not as big as you might think, but still, you know, they're They know in advance that building these turbines is going to kill a whole bunch of eagles. And, like, killing an eagle for an individual is, what, thousands of dollars in fines and jail time, right? And, you know, you're not allowed to tamper with them and mess with them. It's like a federal offense and all this because they're endangered. So it's kind of an odd thing to get approval for. But then again, how would you build these turbines without having some kind of a, you know, impact? Well, you know, one thing is you could build them farther away. I guess one of them is going to be within like 2 miles of a known eagle's nest. But, you know, can you find the right land to, you know, thread the needle and balance all of these? I thought it was an interesting, kind of awful story to think about, but an interesting tension between sort of values within the environmental camp, if you want to think of it that way. 437-1620, 437-1620. They're really not, a lot of these are guesses. You know, could be higher, could be lower. It's an understudied thing of the collision rate with eagles and all of that. But, you know, some data seems to justify the belief they have that they're going to kill about 40 of them for each of these plants over 30 years. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, looks like Gulf Breeze has cleared up. Not showing any issues anywhere, really, unless you're maybe traveling to Alabama. I-10 eastbound at right over the bridge at Spanish Fort is just a standstill in that area. That's the only thing that I'm seeing right now. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you have a business and you have employees and people that you're supposed to provide benefits for, like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you got to manage human resources, you got to take care of payroll, Torgerson Causey. Listen, they're just fantastic at what they do. We've been using them for about 6 years here at Cat Country News Radio, and my experience has been great. You know, at the beginning, all I knew about them was they gave us options on our health insurance that we didn't have before, and so we could decide what was the level of risk that was appropriate for us, as opposed to kind of being thrown into, you know, one plan fits all, sort of is the way it used to be. But over the years working with them, what I've found out is when we have questions, they have good answers. And they get right back to you. And, you know, they will give you good detailed information. And I'm just telling you that my experience from a customer service perspective with the folks we used to use was not great, you know, just kind of, I didn't realize that there could be better. And lo and behold, there's better. And so my experience is just very, very positive. Torgerson Causey, 20 plus years helping local businesses like yours manage employee benefits. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing and see if they can do it better, save you money, or give your employees options they didn't have before. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, this is Janet Keller, owner of Flightline Realty and Property Management Company. We are a veteran-owned business at Flightline and here to serve you. We salute the tradition of the Blue Angels Beach Show and all who make it happen. We can serve all of your property management and real estate needs. From home rentals to purchases, we'll make it a smooth flight. Not sure which direction to go? We'll help direct the flight line. Check us out at our website at flightlinerealtypensacola.com. Again, that's flightlinerealtypensacola.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Fine, then go.
I'm gone.
Go then.
I am.
Mm-hmm. took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out.
Good morning, 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. There's some very, very interesting possibility developing in Congress right now at the national level. Something that I had not been expecting at all is the possible return of the child tax credit. Remember, the child tax credit for years and years would give you so much off of your tax obligation and per child, you know, and then, in fact, it was a refundable tax credit for a long time. That meant that, you know, even if you didn't wind up owing federal taxes because of deductions or your low income, you could actually get it paid back to you. So the federal government recognizing that, you know, raising kids is expensive. Raising kids is a public good because, you know, we need those peoples. And, you know, doing something to offset the high costs that go along with that. Well, then it got changed a little bit under the Trump administration, and then it got changed dramatically under the Biden administration, where it was a monthly benefit that they were paying you, either $250 or $300 for very young kids, six years old or younger, and they were paying it monthly, so it was like a paycheck sort of to a lot of people. And, you know, they argued that this, as opposed to a tax credit, had more to do with solving, you know, childhood poverty, childhood hunger, and, you know, I thought that was an odd program, but still I understood what they were trying to go for. And then it totally went away. And then you don't get paid at all for them anymore, you know, because, you know, political will wasn't there to keep it going. Well, there's now an effort to bring back, there's about 250 lawmakers, you know, representatives, and both Republicans and Democrats are involved in this right now, to bring back the $300 a month or the $250 a month, depending on the age of the child, and a one-time baby bonus of $2,000, possibly, which, you know, I know for a lot of people, they hear that and like, oh, no, are you really going to pay people to have babies? Well, you know, okay, I understand, but babies are very expensive. There's a lot of, let's say, startup costs when it comes to babies, you know, all of the different equipment that you have to buy for babies, but also just the cost of the baby, like, you know, getting just an ordinary non-problematic delivery. You're talking, you know, depending on what kind of insurance you have, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 you pay out of pocket for a baby. I know, because, you know, we made choices to have older cars to have good babies. You know, that's the choice we made in the McKay household because we thought it was worth it to make people. But, you know, again, having people is a public good, is a societal thing that you need to have. And so there's something a little weird to me about paying people just to have babies, but there's something that makes sense about that to me as well, and that's what the child tax credit represented. So will it actually get put in place? Maybe. The trade-off for Republicans who have been less supportive of this, although Marco Rubio was one of the major advocates getting the child tax credit put in place, that one of the things that Republicans are saying is, well, we'll horse trade with you, and if you want to do a child tax credit, which I think is good politics for Republicans, too, so I don't know why they'd be opposed to it. But, okay, if you do the child tax credit, we'll take that in trade for if we can get a business tax cut. So Republicans and Democrats might both get something out of this. It's a little early, but this is one of those things that kind of, like, pay attention as the negotiations go on, that this might be coming again in the future. 823 on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A 43-year-old woman has died. Nine others were hurt after a fireworks explosion in Michigan yesterday. Happened during a private party in Park Township. 60 to 80 people were in attendance, including this man.
I don't know if it was like a homemade firework or something somebody had, and it was almost halfway through the show, and it got lit somehow and exploded, and shrapnel was everywhere.
And sheriff's deputies there say that the injuries range from minor to critical, and the explosion damaged several cars and homes. Toyota's made a big breakthrough, they say, in battery tech for electric vehicles. They say they believe that they've found a way to give a car a range of 745 miles on only a 10-minute battery charge. And Meta planning to release a new micro-blogging app called Threads on Thursday. The app is designed to compete directly with Twitter.
Yeah, the stuff I read about that yesterday, they're calling it the Twitter killer is their goal. They're calling it that's which, you know, I don't know. Will it take off? I mean, obviously, all the challenges that Twitter has had, will people, and of course, you know, Facebook is always trying to struggle to capture territory, whatever it is. And
right.
You know, will they be able to capture current Twitter user territory. I don't, you know, we'll see. By the way, that 700 miles on a 10-minute charge, that's amazing. If that turns out to be just, I wonder if that's sort of like the best case you can get, kind of like, you know, the car that you drive that gets 28 miles to the gallon, the sticker told you is going to be 38. You know, like 700 miles on a 10-minute seems like best case scenario. But I mean, even 500 miles on a 15 or even a 20-minute charge is a lot better than the current. So, David, thanks so much for the update. You know, if you got pests you're dealing with at your home, whether it's ants or mosquitoes or cockroaches or termites or rodents, I mean, there's all kinds of pests that can be bothering you. NSEC, they can take care of any of that stuff. And estimates are always free. You know, if you've been struggling with something, you know, like you've been, you know, you've been dealing with the ants, like, you know, you pour the thing on the mound and then it moves, and they pour the thing on the mound and then it moves. And you're like, this is not really working. Well, they've got a program for fire ants. It takes one treatment, it bonds with the soil and gives you a full year of fire ant protection. It's pretty sweet. Plus, right now, a limited time, $25 off a new annual fire ant contract. Maybe it's mosquitoes that's your issue. And if you live in Florida, it's mosquitoes. you know, whatever it is you're dealing with, they've got a plan where they'll identify the species of the mosquito so they know exactly what they're dealing with, and then a custom plan to handle that problem for your yard. For any annual pest control customer, you now get $50 off. There are some restrictions apply, so be sure you read the contract. Estimates, again, are always free, and, of course, any other pest they can take care of as well. Also, they're now hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City. Good pay, good benefits, the opportunity to advance and grow. 401k, you can apply at workwithnsec, ENSEC.com. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything's been cleared up in Gulf Breeze. 98 is just flowing fine in both directions. Gulf Breeze from Navarre into Gulf Breeze, actually. Not showing problems on 10, 110. Everything traveling at posted speeds. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. What else do we have going on? I thought this was just kind of an, you know, again, I find certain stories kind of fascinating. You might have heard this, that they found some white powder at the White House.
Some booger sugar, I heard.
They found.
You know, Biden's not doing it.
I don't know. I mean, Hunter's I'm been positive. Around, you know. You never know what's going to happen. They investigate because, you know, they're worried about what it could be. Anthrax, goodness, who knows, right? So they do testing and they found out, oh, no. It's just cocaine. Oh, no big deal. It was while Biden was not there. You know, he was.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You can tell he's not on cocaine. Well, come on.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
Could have just been left over from, let's say, a previous administration.
Did a little blow, as you put it, when you could afford it.
I did.
No, that's for real. That's former President Obama. I did.
No comment.
Yeah. So
to be fair.
But I think he's not the only one. Let's just generally put it that way. But, you know, it could be just a little leftover dust from the Obama administration. So it's 827. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's some staffer, whatever. I mean, come on. You'd be naive to think that nobody in the White House is doing any drugs at all. Just like nobody in your business is. I mean, you know, like people just, this is America. People do, unfortunately. You wanted to weigh in. It seemed like nothing.
Yeah,
okay, fair enough. 4-3. Yeah. I thought this was one of those stories. I'm reluctant about this story because it feeds a certain narrative about how silly young people are. And my impression of young people is that they are actually, you know, sometimes very silly. TikTok is trying to kill you. Just start with that assumption and you'll be right. This doesn't have to do with that. It has to do with a certain kind of psychological challenge that young people have, apparently. It makes me laugh every time. 3 in 10 Americans, a much higher percentage of Gen Z, 41%, say that when they go to a restaurant and order food, they have menu anxiety.
Right. You've never gotten that?
No. Why would you feel anxious about spending your money to buy food from somebody else whose sole job is to give you the food you pay for?
Because you don't know if you're going to have an issue with a waitress, if the food's going to be cooked correctly. Will you have to send it back? Will that make you...
How is that?
Hey, you don't have anxiety.
I get it.
I have to take meds.
But this is not that. This is just picking the dish.
Sure.
This is just deciding, you know, chicken, steak, or both, basically. I don't know how to figure it out. The price, the salad, the appetizers, the
pictures. You've seen a good place. Sometimes we're all cheaties. except not smart.
Well, look, and this comes from, like, you know, I'm a ditherer, okay? Because I want to, when I go to a restaurant, I want to really maximize my experience. Like, that's because I don't go very often, so I'm always wanting to make sure that I don't miss the slightly better alternative that could have happened. So I get it, but the idea of being, like, anxious about it, that's the part that I don't get. And I know that's more your thing, so I get that, but... like stressing out over whether to pick and then feeling like, I don't know, I'm with a group of people and I'm not ready yet. Well, tell them to come back. You know, they'll come back. That's their job. So anyway, yeah, 40% of Gen Z and millennials age 18 to 43, that's an old time gap, say that menu anxiety is a real thing for them.
Sure.
15% of Gen X and baby boomers. Clearly there's an age issue here. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A court appearance this morning for the man accused of going on a shooting spree in Philadelphia Monday, killing five people, injuring two children. Dreanna Burnett's boyfriend died.
Like, it was a safe spot for me, so for somebody to just take him from me, and he didn't do anything at all to deserve this.
Police say the victims appear to have been chosen at random. The Justice Department's reviewing an order that the Biden administration must limit contact with social media companies.
A federal judge siding with lawyers from GOP states that accused the government of overreaching in its efforts to stop disinformation surrounding COVID-19. The government can still have contact with social media companies when it comes to stopping national security threats and activity that's illegal.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Israel's withdrawn its troops from a refugee camp in Jenin in the West Bank after a two-day raid. 12 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier are reported to have been killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 87 degrees already this morning here in Pensacola. Partly cloudy skies today. Two people were shot last night on Pensacola Beach. Channel 3 reporting that this shooting happened on the Pensacola Beach boardwalk about 10:30 last night. Deputies say that two people were arguing, both drew guns and began shooting at each other. Both of these people were taken to the hospital. Right now, no word on their conditions. The sheriff's office says this appears to be an isolated incident. And we'll have more on this as we learn more here throughout the day. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says right now that there haven't been any major issues after the new permitless carry gun laws went into effect this week. He says they haven't had any calls about people attempting to open carry guns, which would still be illegal.
Well, my biggest concern would be and remains that someone will try to conceal carry but not do it well.
Yeah.
You know, and a gun would fall out or, mm-hmm. or something like that would happen. And quite honestly, if that's happened, we haven't got any report of it.
And Simmons says he can't recall any complaints about open carrying in the last several years here in Escambia County. We also heard earlier this week from Santa Rosa County Sheriff, who also said that they haven't had any new issues since the new gun laws went into effect on Saturday. Well, beach safety leaders in Alabama said they weren't going to take any chances to make sure 4th of July crowds stayed safe when they were out in the Gulf here the last several days.
So we have five UTVs along with three trucks. And then we also have the ALEA helicopter that is staffed with a lifeguard from Gulf Shores, lifeguard from Orange Beach.
That's Joe Ethan Phillips. He's the safety chief for Gulf Shores. And he says two lifeguards that were stationed in the helicopter were in case anybody further out in the Gulf ended up in distress. He says all along the Gulf Coast, it was all hands on deck. Well, starting today, relatives of the 17 people that were shot and killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland are going to be allowed to tour the scene of the crime.
The 1200 building on campus has been sealed off since the attack in 2018. It's opening now that the last criminal trial is over. Former school resource officer Scott Peterson was recently cleared of neglect and negligence charges. The families and survivors of the attack will get individual tours of the building, but public access won't be allowed. Demolition of the 1200 building could begin in a few weeks. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And Escambia County deputies say they arrested a man with an organized drug dealing kit in a toolbox last night. That started with a traffic stop on Highway 29. And deputies say they stopped the driver for not wearing a seatbelt and the vehicle not being properly registered. A canine officer then reportedly alerted to the vehicle during a search. Deputies say they found an organized drug dealer kit in a Milwaukee toolbox. Inside that toolbox, they say they found scales, smoking pipes, fentanyl, meth, packaging baggies, and needles. 52-year-old James Davis was arrested. He remains in the Escambia County Jail on $113,000 bond. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. And Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Hey, it's brought to you by the good folks from Irish Spring. You can fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today. Taking a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. One accident, Navarre, looks like it's been moved off to the side. It's Alfred Boulevard and Citrus Drive and Lexi Circle in Navarre, but again, moved off. So that won't pose any problems. It's off I-10. I-110 reporting as clear. No problems on 90 either from Milton into Pace into Pensacola and Alabama. You're all set. Traffic tips again. Text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, especially in the afternoon. High near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. We're going to be seeing that rain chance continue as we head into the end of the week. Thursday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 93. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
87 in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 right now in Milton.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Today, on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9, they'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's renovation, and updates, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, bulk waste service will be called for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
Your money now. The market is down at the opening bell today. The Dow down 127.56 at 34,290.91. The S&P 500 down 1508 at 44,40.51. The NASDAQ down 36.56 at 13,777.43. Our 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 3.86% today. Gold prices up 1190 at 1,941.40. Silver prices at 2351. Today marks a crucial moment for UPS and its employees. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters has said that this morning is the deadline for the company to offer an updated contract for its union employees. Their current contract expires at the end of the month, and union workers are expected to vote on any new contract offer before then. Toyota making a big breakthrough in battery tech, or so they say, for electric vehicles. The automakers found a way that they believe they can give a car a range of up to 745 miles on a 10-minute battery charge. The plan is to manufacture new solid-state batteries by as soon as 2027. And Apple wants the Supreme Court to decide its appeal of Epic Games' antitrust case. Two lower courts have ruled against the tech giant. They say Apple needs to drop its guidelines that prevent apps from including their own payment options. The fight started back in 2020 when an updated version of Epic's Fortnite game allowed gamers to buy digital coins through a direct payment feature. It is 8:38, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive and where Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, when we talk about good cars, imports, you pay a little bit extra to get them. I'm talking about a Beamer, a Porsche, a Mercedes, an Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, right? But you don't have to take those cars to the dealership to get service. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto right here on Davis Highway. You know, you don't have to go to Mobile if that's where the dealership is. Take the extra time, the extra expense. The drive is the expense, too, plus the price. Save some money and get the good service at Bobby Likas Auto Service. It's called CarClinicService.com. That's their website, which kind of embodies their philosophy. That it is a healthcare clinic for your car where they don't want to see you for the big catastrophic thing. I mean, if that's what you need, that's fine. But they'd really rather see you for the little stuff, the preventative, regular, scheduled maintenance to prevent the big things from happening. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times you can avert the catastrophe by a little bit of preventative maintenance. Get in there first and solve it before it's the big problem. 2021 Carfax rated them a top rated service center. 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Bye. All right. I hate to say that this question was inspired by a question that was raised on a Major League Baseball game, but obviously you know this is true. Jim Edmonds and Chip Carey talking about the question at hand.
But I did see you do something with the hot dog that's just, I don't understand.
Wait a second.
Ketchup. Get ketchup on the hot dog. What's up with that?
Chunky ketchup.
That's called salsa. That's a different thing.
Chunky
you can't put ketchup
butter.
On a hot dog.
Why not?
No.
Ketchup and mustard, relish, onions, everything.
No ketchup. All that other stuff is great. A little celery salt.
You are the quirky guy. You know that?
I'm 100% with Chip Carey, though. I love Jim Edmonds and love watching him play baseball. The man's completely wrong when it comes to ketchup and hot dogs. Ketchup has no business being anywhere near a hot dog if you're over 5 years old. I said it. I believe it. It's true. 437-1620. Candy, disagree? Agree? Thoughts? 437-1620. Is ketchup the appropriate thing to ever go on a hot dog? And all, you know what we brought a little bit? What's your way? What's your thing? What do you put on a hot dog? Well, we don't have to just be the ketchup conversation, although there's a lot to be had.
I
got
to tell you, man, if somebody puts ketchup on a hot dog, I don't trust them.
Seriously,
like if a dog doesn't like you, same thing. But yeah, it's the same. Or if you're a firsty, like Candy Boyd.
I don't trust two first names. Yeah. I feel like,
trust myself.
You know, there are certain things it's natural as a parent to feel like you failed. Okay. There are a lot of things where I think I failed with my kids. It's normal to be a parent. The only way to not fail with your kids is to have low expectations.
Oh,
I mean, you know, we hit all of our goals, right? Well, you must not have had very good ones. So
they're not in jail much.
Yeah, right.
Cool.
This is frankly, sorry. I'm a dad at heart. This is one where I genuinely feel like, where did I go wrong? Because I will serve them. We'll do like bratwurst.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
No.
Not even joking. Not all three of them. All three of them.
You should just kick them out. Nobody would know they were y'all's. Just kidding. They all have hair. Bright red hair. Yeah.
The hair, the face, the good looks.
Right, the smart aleck.
Lucky kids look just like their dad. So, you know, no, I just feel like, what? I mean, I get it when they're two or three or something, but at some point, your taste buds have to grow up. Outgrow ketchup on hot dogs. I'm sorry. 437-1620. Let's take that. We get a lot of calls, a lot of texts in here. 437-1620. Somebody says mayo on a hot dog. I could see it. You can't see that? Can't make sense of that one?
Who said it?
I could see it. I've never done it. I've never tried it, but especially if it's Duke's, I mean, you could put Duke's on a piece of wood and it would probably be good. I just, you know, it's
okay,
like,
okay, that's true.
I mean, but, the only mayonnaise that you can eat straight out of the jar and be happy about it. If you like salty and sweet, try jelly on a hot dog. Okay, so I'm not a jelly person, but I can see it in my brain, in my taste bud brain.
Andrew, no.
Well, especially if you're not doing like the limp boiled hot dog, but you've got a nice seared, charred, salty crust on the outside of a good like a Nathan's or a Hebrew National, I can see how the sweetness of a jelly would
just
accompany
crap
that.
All over it with a grape jelly.
Well, gross. I told you I'm not a jelly person. I just don't really do jelly. I'm a peanut butter and brown sugar, not a peanut butter and jelly, but okay.
There's a restaurant, I think it's Doghouse Deli, and I think they're still open. I haven't been downtown in a while. And Dana Cervantes, my
bestie,
other favorite person, mm-hmm. right? She has a hot dog named after her, the Dana dog, because I was like, you don't put veggies on a hot dog, which I know is a whole other separate topic. Mm-hmm. But there is other stuff on that hot dog, and it is delicious. And I'm not just saying that because it's Dana.
Chicago style is a great way to eat a hot dog.
Yeah,
it just didn't make any sense.
I never say no to Dana, so I was like, okay.
If you're gonna put a lot of stuff on it, you need a more robust dog underneath of there.
Sure, and they
it
do
needs to
have
be
that,
a
sure.
really good meaty Vienna flavored, you know, just yummy and beefy. It can't be like the, you know, you can't do like Oscar Mayer. And then put a bunch of stuff on it. Because then you're just eating a salad that happened to have a hot dog under it. That's no good.
Have you ever had coleslaw on a hot dog?
Oh, can I tell you the best hot dog? You ready?
Yeah.
The Barbie dog. You ever had a Barbie dog?
Definitely
no?
not. I've never even heard of it. Is it pink?
I was introduced to this. The Kiwanis Club in Bethalto, Illinois is the one that got me turned on to this. Because they would do a, like out in the Walmart parking lot, they would make barbecue.
Sure. That was the best.
It was the best barbecue. I mean, it was like, you know, you pay $7 for a pound and you'd buy like 3 or 4 pounds and freeze some.
Sure,
They stopped doing it a few years ago and I'm so disappointed. Because I would literally go back to St. Louis and try to coordinate our time to go back. Anyway. But what they would do is serve a Barbie dog, and the Barbie dog is a really good, meaty hot dog, mm-hmm. almost a sausage,
sure.
but not a sausage, not in flavor, with barbecued pork on top.
Ugh.
And you can put, if you want to put sauce, you can, you don't have to, and then coleslaw on top of that.
Oh.
I am just telling you, if you haven't had, 437. Gross. You do put coleslaw on your barbecue sandwiches, though, right?
All the time. Pork? Yeah, you have to. It's the law.
I know. That's what I think. All right.
My husband's just making sure we're on the same page. It's like, how are you from here? Your grandparents are rolling in their graves, Darren.
437-1620. We'll get back to these texts in a moment. Candy's got traffic on the five.
There's so many. These are all mostly good ideas. Yeah, right. Okay. Roads are fine. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. Taking a look downtown. Cervantes is clear. Palafox shouldn't have any problem going by that hot dog place. That's open. Bower and Sorrento is showing a vehicle crash, but not showing a roadblock this morning. And then Crooked Oak Drive and Kempstrand showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning also. Be careful where you are. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in alongside your hot dog fixins. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if it's time to look at that next vehicle, selection is a great way to make sure that you're getting the right one, because side by side, if you compare whatever you're thinking about with the other options, that's the way you can tell, right? Frontier Motors, great selection. 300 cars, trucks, vans, Jeeps, all on the lot. And you can look at, hey, I kind of think I want to get this one, but then you can look at the 4, 5, or 10, or 15 others in that same kind of general category and really decide, I don't want to pay for that. I do want to get this. That, you know, and not have to remember and then go back to another dealership, because a lot of times the dealership's got their cars, not everybody else's cars. So anyway, Frontier is a great place to side-by-side compare. Drive several. Don't just drive one and then get in it and go. Drive several, and then you will know that you're getting exactly the right one that you want. And by the way, I also encourage you to drive one that's out of your category. Like, you drive 5 sedans and a Jeep or a truck just to see. I mean, maybe you fall in love with it. Maybe you don't. But in any case, you've got the experience. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So lots of texts in on this question of ever.
There's one lady stepping to you. This is great.
And by the way, the answer is never ketchup on a hot dog. I'm sorry. Under no circumstances ever,
not
period.
Not according to Amy.
Yeah, no.
But anyway.
Well, we'll get there.
All right.
Okay, so somebody here says the works or just yellow mustard. Yeah, yellow mustard is the basic, right?
Right,
better
sure.
than Dijon, by the way. Typically a good yellow mustard. And even cheap yellow mustard is fine. Mustard and mayo and no mayo. Mustard and mustard only. No mayo ever. Yeah, see, I'd more be willing to try it, but it wouldn't be my go-to. Ketchup, mayo, chili, cheese, onion. Yeah, you're all good on the last four, you know? Mayo, chili, cheese, and onion, I'm with you. But ketchup, I'm sorry. I don't know how good we can be of friends. Andrew, I figured you'd get, grilled onions and grilled peppers all the time. That's a lot of work, though. just personal. I mean, it's fine. It's, I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah, I had, well, like Beulah Fest. I mean,
yeah,
that was
fair.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
All around mustard, relish, onions, and celery salt. Never ketchup on a hot dog. Thank you. These are my people. 437-1620. Andrew, I agree with you about powdered sugar on French toast. Thank you. That's the only way. But I'll have to stick to my guns on ketchup on a hot dog. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, we.
To be fair, I've never tried it. I just look down at people that do. And people look down on me all the time for many, many reasons. So, but I'll have to try it before I start smacking, you know, like I do.
Somebody here says, yes, Duke's is the best, and I agree with the jelly guy. Grape jelly on a jalapeno bread. Oh, now that sounds good. Oh, I'm mentally eating it, and it's, chili cheese Fritos on my hot dog, sauerkraut, mustard, and onion. Absolutely, you can do that. Maybe an exception for some kind of roasted or peppered something or other flavored ketchup or some aioli on the mayo family, but otherwise mustard, relish, onions, and kraut are inbounds generally. Agreed with all of that. And by the way, just as a side note, maybe we have to fight about this a different day. You know, Heinz has come out with their definitive statement on whether you're supposed to refrigerate or not your ketchup.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
They say refrigerate it.
Yeah, I've always refrigerated mine.
Half of the people in the country, approximately half, don't refrigerate it, half do. So we might fight about that a different day. 850 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Guten Tag, lieben Glauben, Globen.
All right. I got something to say.
Biden administration once again getting told to cut it out in terms of social media. I don't know if you saw this story, but basically a judge has said, you know, your agency is talking to social media companies about which content they should disfavor or censor is an inappropriate overreach and stepping well beyond the proper authority of the United States federal government. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, your guess is as good as mine, of Louisiana, has granted an injunction against the Biden administration working with social media companies about topics that they want to censor them on. There was a 2022 lawsuit brought by attorneys general in Louisiana and Missouri, and basically he said there is substantial evidence of far-reaching censorship in a campaign by the Biden administration. The evidence, quote, produced thus far depicts an almost dystopian scenario. During the COVID-19 pandemic, a period perhaps best characterized by widespread doubt and uncertainty, the United States government seems to have assumed a role similar to an Orwellian Ministry of Truth. That's all a quote from his injunction ruling. Man, the evidence in our case is shocking and offensive, with senior federal officials deciding that they could dictate what Americans can and cannot say on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and other platforms about COVID-19, elections, criticism of government, and more. That's according to Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry in a statement that he produced. So, yeah, this is bad. I mean, really, really bad. Now, I'll tell you, the response from the Justice Department, anonymously, like no official response, but this was quoted in the story by the Associated Press, quote, this administration has promoted responsible actions to protect public health, safety, and security when confronted by challenges like a deadly pandemic and foreign attacks on our elections. Our consistent view remains that social media platforms have a critical responsibility to take account of the effects of their platforms are having on the American people, but make independent choices about the information they present. Well, it's one thing if you're going to, you know, if you're, I suppose it's one thing to alert people to just plain false information, right? And there, I mean, we have that differentiator. But when you have things that are matters of judgment or evaluation, matters of open controversy, you know, and this would be all kinds of things in COVID times, among other, as well as, you know, election fraud or any of this kind of stuff, those are things you just let the market figure out. That's the idea of First Amendment speech. But for the, you know, it's fine for the Biden administration to take a view. That doesn't bother me. He's a president. He can take a view. His press secretary can take a view. But to then try to get social media companies to disfavor views that disagree with them, that literally is the Ministry of Truth function in 1984. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
A couple of accidents, but not roadblocks. That's good. Bauer and Sorrento. I know, busy area, but not showing a roadblock, just showing an accident. Looks like it's been moved off to the side. And Crooked Oak Drive, maybe a little more crooked this morning after a vehicle crash with Chemstrand Road. There's an accident there. But again, moved off, not showing a roadblock. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So in the ruling, Candy, thanks so much for the... In the ruling, he allowed several exceptions, like informing social media company of postings involving criminal activity and conspiracies, as well as notifying social media firms of national security threats and other threats posted on platforms. But otherwise, you shouldn't be talking to them. You shouldn't be telling them what to post or what to favor. Department of Health and Human Services and the FBI have been prohibited by the injunction from discussions with social media companies aimed at encouraging, pressuring, or inducing in any manner the removal, deletion, suppression, or reduction of content containing protected free speech. So this is recognizing the tremendous power of the federal government, the sway and influence that it can have, and the real danger to an open, free, and fair society when they start putting their finger on the scale or their foot on the scale when you're talking about which information gets favored or disfavored by independent companies, social media companies, because they start to look more like an arm of the propaganda machine rather than, you know, just the hosts of content, right? 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, she's just great at this. And one of the things to me is, you know, if I'm going to pick a mechanic, okay, and I have to choose between a mechanic who fixed, 500 or 1,000 cars last year and a mechanic who fixed 5, you know, I want the one who does a lot of work, who gets the experience and knows how to do it again and again. Well, same thing. Like Christina Leavenworth sold 230 homes last year. Some people sell 2. You know, who is going to be better able to walk through the process, get everything done right, make sure it's done right, and navigate any challenges that come up, and just kind of give you that sure-footed advice that, hey, this house is overpriced, or this house is underpriced, or that shrub, that needs to go. That shrub, oh no, definitely keep that. That's going to work for you. Like, that's who I want in my corner when I'm buying or selling a house, and that's who Christina Leavenworth is. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're just fantastic. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Time for
Blue Angels Week future news.
Future news as the Blues did circle an arrival this morning. That's great. Okay, Jim Edmonds, a commentator for Cardinals and other games as well, but he made a comment about the Indians and about the Redskins and about how it's not that big of a deal. He never understood the big hubbub over this and surprised how quickly removed. Will he be disciplined over this, what I would call protected free speech? Will he get disciplined over it?
I mean, I'm sure he'll get called to the carpet on Twitter, but...
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know.
The comment section that Twitter is doesn't count to me. I hope nothing happens. I really do. I just want to see a world in which we can raise questions. How long will it be till somebody beats Joey Chestnut at the hot dog eating contest?
Until he dies.
He's going to retire in maybe 5 years.